33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. In August of 1992, Dallas police received a call from a witness who reported seeing a rape. When officers arrived, they found two men, a woman and two young children, sleeping on the sidewalk. They interviewed those people, and the woman claimed that the men sexually assaulted her, which eventually led to both men going to prison. But in 2001, the state of Texas began using post-conviction DNA testing in an attempt to determine whether folks behind bars in Texas indeed committed the crimes for which they were doing time. DNA evidence can't prove something happened or did not happen. What it can do is support or undercut other evidence, evidence that can cause an innocent person to be convicted of a crime. Well, in this case, the DNA evidence indicated that neither man actually committed the rape. The highest criminal court of the state has granted one of those men, Daryl Adams, a new trial. But the Dallas County District Attorney's Office must first decide whether to try Adams again or dismiss the case in one of two ways. One would exonerate him and offer a form of monetary compensation for the time he's wrongfully served. The other would set him free, but wouldn't declare him innocent as such. How this works and why this matters is important to Mike Ware, who is the executive director of the Innocence Project of Texas. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you, sir.
I'm trying to understand how this process goes down. Some people would say, obviously, if you're free, you're free. Explain how, if you're not formally exonerated, you're still, in a sense, in shackles.
Well, I think some of that has to do with what is really a relatively new word in the criminal justice system, which is exoneration. I don't know that there is one set definition. I say if your conviction is vacated and you get to go home and the case against you is dismissed, then you're exonerated. And I think that's also consistent with the definition that Sam Gross uses in his National Registry of Exonerations. Texas has its own procedures. Texas does recognize what's called a finding of actual innocence, a judicial finding of actual innocence. What the Court of Criminal Appeals has said is that if there is new evidence in a case that proves by clear and convincing evidence that you, in fact, are innocent, not that you just had an unfair trial, not that you're probably innocent, not that you're most likely innocent, but if you are, by clear and convincing evidence, actually innocent, then they will make a judicial finding of actual innocence, and that is what makes someone eligible for state compensation.
So that actually triggers that compensation mechanism, and there's a state amount. It's under $1 million, is that right?
Well, it's $80,000 a year, and it's more than that if someone was on death row during that time. And there's a lot of ifs, ands, and buts. For example, if you were serving time for another crime that you're not exonerated for, it might be another crime you're also innocent of, but you're not exonerated for it, then that amount is deducted from the total amount. Not all of that is cash up front. There's an annuity involved with it, such that some of the exonerees can go through their money in a hurry. And the annuity helps protect against that situation.
I see. Yeah. Now let me ask you something, because I'm curious about what Dallas might do at this juncture. Is it conceivable that that decision might be driven somewhat by a concern that they might end up having to pay a fine for improper conviction here?
You know, I would hate to think that. You like to think that the government will do the right thing and not take those sort of extraneous considerations into consideration. But it's important to keep in mind that really the money that is paid to people who are found actually innocent is paid out of state money. It's not actually paid by the city. It's not actually paid by the county. And that was actually an important consideration when we got the compensation statute passed in 2009. The municipalities actually got on board with it because they were not the ones that had to pay the money.
You know, there's another man involved in this case, and DNA evidence suggests that he didn't commit the rape either. Is it clear why Ronald Eubanks isn't getting a chance here like Daryl Adams is?
You know, he's got his own separate lawyer, Clint Broden, out of Dallas, All of these matters are ongoing, as you know, and you know, there's really not much I'm really free to say about his case at this time.
I understand. Mike Ware is the Executive Director of the Innocence Project of Texas. Mike, thanks so much for speaking with us. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.